morning, and thank you for joining us on a fresh edition of the program DBR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. DBR Half Hour is proudly sponsored by the Department of Petroleum Resources, the federal agency charged with the responsibility of regulating and monitoring oil and gas activities in Nigeria to ensure compliance with proven standards and global best practices. The program x-rays the activities of the agency and petroleum sector in Nigeria. Welcome to DBR Half Hour. I am Fidel Ebohun. On the program today, we will be looking at lube blending and recycling plants operation. And with me, I have two guests to do justice to this very topical issue. We have with us the Deputy Director and Head of Downstream Department of Petroleum Resources, Mrs. Onyinyere Ijeoma. You're welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure being with you once again.
I also have another person, a gentleman, Mr. Amos Oliver Prebo. He's the Chief Chemical Engineer, Refining and Lube Plant Brand of the Downstream Division. You're welcome to DBR Half Hour.
Thank you very much, and pleasure being here.
Okay, for status, really, we might assume that everybody knows what a lubricant is. For those who don't really understand, what are lubricants, really, and what are their functions?
Lubricants are a group of petroleum or petrochemical products used basically to reduce friction between surfaces in mutual contact, for example, metal-to-metal surfaces, thereby reducing the heat generated when the surfaces move against one another. They generally function by the following ways. 1. Heat transfer. 2. Contaminant control. 3. Friction and water control. They are made up of four materials, base oils, 90% to 95% in a homogeneous blend with additives, 5% to 10%. The base oils are sourced from refinery or refining of heavy crude oils. Additives are fine chemicals sent into the base oil to blend to impart certain lubricating characteristics to the oil by 1. Impart new and useful properties, enhance existing properties, and reduce rate of which undesirable change take place. That's what lubricant is all about.
You only gave an explicit answer to that question, so I even got to learn some other things about lubricants. Coming to you now, Mr. Amos Oliver Prebo, what are the procedures and processes for obtaining lubricant blending plant license?
Yeah, once again, I appreciate being here.
And you're welcome.
I would want to state that the Department of Petroleum Resources has a guideline that specify all the stages and processes you need to go through in obtaining a lubricant blending plant license. And basically, the activities within the guideline are broken down into three deliverables.
Okay.
The first one is the grant of what we call a permit to establish. And the permit to establish basically seeks to assess some prerequisite requirements that are necessary for the grant of this license. So it makes sure that they have within the memorandum and articles of association, they are actually qualified to be involved with activities that have to do with lubricant blending plants. Also, we look at the site we are going to site. They're going to locate that plant and ensure that because land administration administered by the state, local governments, and federal government, that you have all the necessary requirements and approvals from the land authority for the site. And also, there's what we call a police clearance. To ensure that wherever you're going to site that facility would not impede free flow of traffic, you know. So we ensure that you get a police clearance. Then we do an in-house assessment, you know, to ensure that minimum safe distances, facility to facility, maybe tank to facility, between the bond walls and the nearest road and all of that are complied with. So we do all of that in-house. And once you satisfy all of this requirement, we issue you a permit to establish. Then you move to the second stage, which is the issuance or the grant of an approval to construct, you know. So the grant of an approval to construct, at this stage, we consider all the technical documentations that are necessary for the grant of, we call it an ATC. Now, at this stage, this is where all the engineering designs, you know, for this plant, you know, the plant is intended to be safe for operations, is intended to be safe for the facilities within, and is intended to have minimal impact on the environment. So we ensure that all safety requirements, all design specifications are being deployed to ensure that there is adequate safety inherent at the design stage. So things like all the engineering designs are considered, the piping and instrumentation diagrams, the process flow diagrams, the electrical diagrams, the mechanical drawings, the safety and firefighting diagrams. Every other design that is necessary is being considered and reviewed in line with industry best practices. It's also at this stage that we request that an environmental impact assessment be conducted, because all of the impacts that that this plant would eventually have on the environment will be identified, and mitigative measures are preferred to ensure that they are adequately taken care of. Also, a concept design is submitted, which captures the proposal as to what are the products that will be blended from this facility. In all of this, the specifications, the classifications, whether or not you are doing multi-grades, you're doing mono-grades, and to ensure that whatever you're going to be producing is in line with the NIS specification, SON specifications in country, because SON specifies the limits for the performance criteria for each of this lubricants. So we ensure that you satisfy all of that. Then we also we ensure that you submit a preliminary fire report from either the state, the local government, or federal fire officer. He ensures that whatever arrangements you have in place are adequate enough to be able to take care of the event of fire from this plant. And then finally, for the issuance of an ATC, we invite the company to come and make a presentation to a joint session of the various technical divisions within the department, so that every item, every identifiable issue that would technically impede the project, if at all that's going to happen, is highlighted and brought to the knowledge of the applicant for necessary closeout before the. So if he does all of this, we give him an approval to construct. Then he moves to the last stage. Okay. And I'm going to take this, which is the license to operate. Now, the license to operate is the last stage, and it's assumed that at this stage, the plant, a lot had been done in fabrication, in construction, in installation of this plant, and you now have the plant constructed. So at this stage, we make sure that all QAQC, quality assurance and quality control measures, are being put in place, necessary approvals for trial blends, because we ensure that whatever product you're going to produce, there has to be a trial of that product to ensure that it conforms real time to the specification of SON. And also there's an accreditation of the laboratory that will test the quality of products from this plant. And
you've given, from what you've said now, it shows this due process. So
absolutely.
And that brings us to this question, really. You're aware that there are a lot of counterfeiting and adulteration of lubricant. I think maybe that's those who can go through this laborious process. So back to you now, Mrs. Onyeri Ijeoma. How has the DPR been able to check the meanings of lubricating oil counterfeiting and adulteration?
Yeah, as you can see that the line officer, my colleague, Oliver Amos, has stated the different processes of getting an operating license to operate a new blending plant. That also, DPR is also involved in checking the quality of lubricants that are being produced by this lube blending plant. In that respect, the DPR ensures the enforcement of lubricant quality by the following approaches: a systematic control on raw material importation, here, the DPR, by way of policy, only issues import permits to only holders of licensed lubricant blending plants for base oil import activities. Another way is to ensure that before the grant of petroleum license or operating license for lubricant, as earlier on highlighted, necessary controls are embedded into the facility design stage to achieve efficient production of quality lubricants. We also ensure that all lubricant blending plants have a well-accredited laboratory for quality testing and certification of products. Then again, we synergize with other government agencies like the Standard Organization of Nigeria, known as SON, in area of product quality appraisal for enhanced international traceability. Finally, we also synergize with government security agencies like the Nigerian Police Force and the Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps, NSCDC, in readily identify spots where illegal blending operations are taking place. These are some of the measures taken by DPR to ensure that we have quality lubricants being blended in various lubricant plants across the nation.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mrs. Onyeri Ijoma. If you just joined us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the Network Service of Radio Nigeria. We'll take a break. We'll be back with you in a moment. Just stay with us.
DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
The Department of Petroleum Resources, DPR, has commenced the online registration of the following licenses and permits: Oil and Gas Industry Service Permit, OGISP, Retail Outlet License, ORM, Depot License, DPL, Coastal Vessel License, CVL, Refinery Processing License, RPL, Import and Export Permit, IMPEX, and Loop Blending Plant License, LBL. Please visit our website, www.dpr.gov.ng, or download our mobile app on Google Play Store for further details.
You're welcome back. You're listening to DPR Half Hour on the Network Service of Radio Nigeria. As a listener, you have the chance to be part of this program. You can call the studio line 0813-331-3172 or 0818-706-9979. You can also send your messages to our social media platforms on Facebook. It is facebook.com/DPR Hotline. On Twitter, it is at DPR Hotline. On Instagram, it is also at DPR Hotline. You can send an email to info@dpr.gov.ng. You can also send your messages to the email. The email again is info@dpr.gov.ng. Okay, back to you, Mrs. Onyeri Ijoma.
Yeah.
Okay, you've talked about the procedure where how you counter adulteration.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at the issue of importation now, because most times we have. What does the DPR do to ensure monitoring of importation of both the base oil and finished lubricants into the country, and also the effective retailing of blended produce within the country?
Yeah, that's a good one. DPR Downstream Monitoring Division also comprises of a product depot jetty.
Okay.
We monitor the activity that goes on in the depots, jetties, and products. DPR, through its product depot and jetty downstream branch, issues import permits to only licensed blenders who meet the criteria spelled out in the guidelines for importation of petroleum products. However, because of the crucial role in the department, because of the crucial role the department plays in ensuring the promotion of important permits for finished products, especially products that we have in country, capability and available capacity for their production at the existing licensed blending plants. This is geared towards encouraging local production of lubricants, thereby saving the country huge foreign exchange that may have been expended in the importation of finished lubricants. The department has a network comprising of 26 field offices and 7 zonal offices that have a mandate of staff that are involved in monitoring of activities in the lubricant sector of the oil and gas industry.
Okay, I know you have a network of those who carry out surveillance to find out all those things. Do you have a whistleblower mechanism? Because you can't be everywhere. There are some far-flung villages in Nigeria where some of these adulterated products are thriving. Engineer Amos Oliver.
Yeah, for whistleblowing, just like my boss had earlier said, the structure of the department is so designed such a way that we are virtually very close to every nook and cranny. So recently, new field offices were opened in states where we never had one before. So we are very much close, and our synergy with the security agencies had even much more helped to enable that our capacity to respond to such kinds of promptings. So yes, we have a very good relationship with the public, and that makes for ease of release of information to us. We have from time to time carried out raids of those kinds of plants. We have received reports sometime in Niger State. Okay. And very recently, one in Ilorin, and we had responded very promptly.
And to add to what he has said, you know, we have hotlines where DPR can be reached.
Okay.
And again, we have our website where DPR can also be reached. Like he said, we have our field offices located across board in the nation, where every report on lubricant adulteration or any infraction found in lubricant industry, they can report to DPR, and then any infractions will be dealt with by those found wanting. They are liable to paying penalty for that.
Okay, Mr. Amos Oliver, you have something else.
Yeah, I want to add that you see, lubricants to vehicles are like fake drugs.
Okay.
To our bodies.
That's right.
So we take the issues of fake or counterfeiting of lubricants, just like NAFDAC would take that of fake drugs, and we are very 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 serious about this, because when you use the wrong lubricant in a specific machinery, chances are that you would definitely not get the right results. This is what results in very rapid wear and tear, and I mean, a very large foreign exchange has been expended in getting these machineries. So it's only necessary that we have the right lubricants in the market. And whenever we notice any of these sites, we do not hesitate to raid them. And
thank you very much. You're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. And today our focus is on lube blending and recycling plant operations. You can be part of the program by calling 0818-706-9979 or 0813-331-3172. Back to you now, Mrs. Onyeri Ijoma. You're about to add something?
No.
Okay. Okay, I want to find out from you now, how many licensed lubricant blending plants do we have in the country, and what is your advice to the general public on the patronage of locally produced lubricant oils?
Yeah, thank you very much. We currently have 52 licensed lubricant blending plants within the country that are involved in the production of quality lubricating oils. The general public should be rest assured that the quality of lubricating oils produced within the country are in compliance with Standard Organization of Nigeria standards. They should ensure that they procure these oils at the licensed locations, which includes filling stations, and should request for a sales receipt to serve for traceability where necessary. Then again, the general public should also feel free to report observed cases of sharp practices to the nearest DPR field zonal offices for necessary action.
Mrs. Onyeri, we have a caller. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, what's your name? We can hear you. Okay, just keep trying. The number once again is 0818-706-9979 or 0813-331-3172. Let me go over the numbers once again. The first one, the first line, 0818-706-9979 or 0813-331-3172 to be part of DPR Half Hour on the Network Service of Radio Nigeria. Okay, you can continue. That line was what interrupted us.
So that's basically what we do. Like DPR has even intensified surveillance to make sure that lubricants sold at various filling stations or licensed filling stations that are accredited by DPR have quality product.
Okay, back to you, Mr. Amos Oliver Prebo. You talked about the implication of using some of these adulterated lubricants. Really. I think you have to emphasize that more, because a lot of people, because of the cost implication, they're rather good for these cheap ones. Can you just emphasize the implication of using adulterated lubricants?
So let me put it this way in a baby's language. A lubricant is like you're cooking a pot of soup.
Okay.
Where you have, we said, the base oil constitute about 90 to 95%. I mean, the lubricant consists of 90 to 95% base oil and 5 to 10% additives. The additives, as few as they are, make a whole lot in the entire lubricant blend. So what it means is scenarios where people patronize roadside vendors. You see people packaging lubricants in Ragolis bottles on the road. And the attraction is it's cheap, but then it's being penny wise, pound foolish, because what you are buying is like you are eating soup without ingredients. It's gonna taste awful in your mouth, and that's how it responds in the crankcase environment where these lubricants are being inputted. If you are buying or patronizing people that sell these lubricants in unlicensed locations, you are actually buying raw base oil that does not have additives in it. So you're not going to have the necessary protection that is provided by these lubricants from the additives that are blended into it.
Okay, so the lifespan of your engines are not guaranteed.
The lifespan of your engine is under threat. and that's why you see very short drain intervals. You know, people that do this risk, they risk rapid wear and tear, because there's not... The oil is not providing enough protection to their engines. And that's why we advise them, go to licensed facilities where you are sure of getting lubricants that have been well blended and not just base oil sold.
Thank you. Mrs. Onyeri Ijeoma, as you're aware, the U-tide is around the corner. What has DPR put in place to provide enough petroleum products during that season?
Yeah, I can assure you that DPR is working round the clock to make sure that there is availability of petroleum products to every nook and corner of this nation. DPR, like I said, we are cut across. We cut across every location, like Oh, we have field offices and zonal offices monitoring the activities that are going on in the oil and gas industry, especially the downstream sector, to make sure that petroleum products are available, to make sure that marketers are not found wanting or in relation to infractions like under dispensing, hoarding, diversion, and anybody found wanting will be seriously dealt with. We have several sanctions that will be meted to any defaulting marketer in line with product availability and product supply.
Thank you for that assurance. It's not time to go. But before we go, what will be your last word, Mr. Amos Oliver Pribu?
So my last word have always been my first word, which is in trying to procure your lubricants for your vehicles. You've spent so much to buy this choice vehicle for yourself. Why don't you go to the right places? Go to licensed locations and procure these oils. You're sure you are buying from a location where oils have been blended properly and your engine is going to get the right protection. Don't patronize the roadside guys.
Okay, thank you. That's very instructive. Mrs. Inyeri Ijema.
Yeah, I want to assure the public that there's quality products, especially in terms of lube blending, lubricants, and I can assure you there won't be any scarcity of a petroleum product this time around during this Yemitide season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The phone lines are still beginning to blink now, but we can't take your calls because we've come to the end of the program. And today on the program, DPR Half Hour, the network service of Radio Nigeria, we've been looking at lube blending and recycling plants operations in Nigeria. Special thanks to our guest today, the Deputy Director and Head of Downstream Department of Petroleum Resources, Mrs. Onyeri Ijoma. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
The Chief Chemical Engineer, Refining and Lube Plant Branch of the Downstream Division, Mr. Amos Oliver Pribu. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I am Fidel Ebohan. DPR Half Hour returns next Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the network service of Radio Nigeria. Good morning.